The death toll in mob attacks on immigrants in South Africa continues to rise as violence that started in Johannesburg 2 weeks ago has now spread to Cape Town, Durban, and other cities. At least 42 people have been killed, more than 25,000 have been driven from their homes, and many immigrants who'd sought a better life in South Africa are now trying to flee. Robin Creel has the story.
A small child sifts through a plastic hamper full of baby clothes in a courtyard of a Johannesburg church, packed with immigrants seeking refuge from the violence. She tells me she and her little sister are from Maputo, Mozambique, and that her parents will leave South Africa very soon. Next to her, guarding another pile of belongings, sits a Zimbabwean family, talking in earnest on what looks like their living room furniture.
I'm going back home.
Their feet rest on canvas bags stuffed full of belongings. Elijah Mpofu says he, too, plans to return home to troubled Zimbabwe, South Africa's northern neighbor.
Now I'm going to suffer in Zimbabwe. I'm going back. I'm waiting for a bus to go back. Yeah, home is the best.
The foreigners come from poor black townships all over Johannesburg. Officials estimate that at night, there are more than 5,000 of them gathered in this area alone. They have all become targets for groups of South Africans roaming township streets, beating and sometimes killing migrants and razing and burning their homes. Congolese, Malawians and Burundians have also fled to police stations, community centers and churches, seeking refuge and protection. Malawian Swazi Chikapa had a lucky escape, but says he lost everything to an angry mob that poured gasoline on his home and set it alight.
Yeah, you know what, I got nothing, my blanket, my basket, my everything.
Most say that widespread poverty, joblessness and homelessness is fueling the violence. More than 14 years after the end of apartheid, many have little. They view the millions of immigrants who have flooded in from neighboring countries as rivals for what few jobs are available, and blame them for South Africa's high crime rates. But some are beginning to suggest that there is an outside hand helping to stoke and plan the attacks. Methodist Bishop Paul Verrain, who has opened his church to anyone who needs help, says the attacks are far too well organized to be classified as random mob violence.
The specific nature of it that makes me very, very suspicious. Very suspicious that this thing is orchestrated. Now, I would not say that you could say this political party is doing it, or this organ of state is doing it. So you can't say the police are responsible. But there are police involved, and there are councillors involved, and there are politicians involved.
Evidence for this, says Bishop Verrain, was the timing of the attacks and the fact that the marauding gangs seemed to know where the foreigners lived.
I've never seen so many displaced people. I've never seen people gathering in masses like this around a police station for protection or rushing to the church to try and find safety.
Safety from being beaten, burned or stabbed to death. Jacob Zuma, the president of the ruling African National Congress, says the violence must be stopped.
This must not be done to foreigners. They are there because they come from countries that have problems. Our constitution protects everybody, protects the citizens of South Africa, protect anyone who is in South Africa. And that's what we should do. That's what we need to uphold.
President Mbeki this week ordered the National Army to deploy to help police. This is the first time they have been dispatched for domestic security since the apartheid era. More than 500 people have been arrested, but after starting in Johannesburg on May 11th, attacks have now spread to the seaside towns of Durban and Cape Town and the country's eastern province of Mpumalanga. In the middle of a dusty field near the church caring for the refugees, a truck filled with food and water finally arrives, courtesy of a nearby Muslim association. Thousands of immigrants have left to go back to their countries. Mozambique sent several buses to bring people home just days before. Still, many immigrants have no choice but to stay. The smell of warm bean stew fills the air. Amina Barber, who's helping serve food, says this is the last thing she expected from her fellow South Africans.
What we went through with apartheid, they should know better, that we shouldn't really do such things.
Just around the corner is Ramaphosa, a low-income area where many of these immigrants once lived. The smoke from their burned homes billows over the field. The smell, a constant reminder of all they've lost. For NPR News, I'm Robin Creel in Johannesburg.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.